Welcome to the series Tech Tips Podcast. We're continuing our series of short interviews about standards-based grading with our very own teachers here in series. We have two teachers joining us today from Series High School. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, my name is Derek Sines Payne. I teach history, specifically U.S. history, dual enrollment, and ethnic studies.
And my name is Henry Garcia. I am currently a student teacher, and I teach U.S. history.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today. So I guess my first question is, can you tell us how you have implemented standards-based grading in your classrooms so far?
Yes, definitely. So after we went to our summer training, I went ahead and decided immediately to go ahead and jump straight into the standards-based grading option. My thought process was, if I'm going to commit halfway into rolling them out with students, I honestly felt I should just jump in and roll out the grading the same way so I can get myself familiar with the process as I'm explaining it to students so we can learn together.
So also just jumping in. It's been a smooth process so far. I mean, students are taking it in very well when it comes to standards-based grading. It's been a help for me when it comes to designing my lessons because I'm focusing more on certain aspects of time periods. So it has been a little bit easier to kind of gather my thoughts when it comes to lesson planning.
Okay, so can you guys tell us in a nutshell how your grades are calculated?
So the way that the grade book works for history at the high school level is each proficiency scale has its own grading category. And within that category, you could create as many assignments, assessments that you would like to fit within that proficiency scale category. And so for us, we just kind of went ahead and try to keep it simple and accurate. And the best way for us to do that was we only put the assessments of the proficiency scales inside that respected proficiency scale grade book. And the way that we've been doing it so far is there's two grades at minimum in each one of those grade books, proficiency scale grade books, excuse me. One is a more traditional assessment, could be multiple choice, it could be written response. And then the other one is a performance-based assessment that could be a Flipgrid video explanation or a project that is aligned with the proficiency scale.
Yeah, so it has been a lot easier implementing our grades, and it's a lot easier to explain to students when they're maybe confused on why they got a certain grade in a certain category. So it's very easy to pull up, show them maybe what they're missing, whether it's an assessment or an assignment that goes like in the other section.
So it sounds like you guys are definitely doing some innovative stuff with your grading. I'm curious, has this changed in any way maybe the conversations you're having with your students, like when you're giving them feedback, for example, or maybe has it changed anything about the way they're asking you about their grades?
Yeah, I'll jump in first. In the beginning of the year, I rolled out the proficiency scales while Mr. Garcia was on paternity leave. And then when he came back, he took over and kind of hit the ground running with the system that was already established. And so the way that we went about trying to make sure that students could understand the proficiency scales were to design the units so that we preview the proficiency scales, deliver the material, and then review the proficiency scales before the assessment. And with that kind of model, review, delivery, I'm sorry, preview, delivery, review, we're able to kind of have a streamlined conversation for the most part where students can actually pinpoint where they need that assistance. And that language is slowly starting to come to fruition where they're able to identify target versus foundation. But it's going to take time for them to be able to use that language authentically and accurately all the time. So it's a little bit more of a modeling that we're doing at this point, but students are starting to pick up on it when it comes to the grading.
Yeah, and then to kind of add to that, we mentioned having two assessments in each proficiency scale. And then usually what we do with the first assessment is kind of lay the groundwork, have them kind of just gather the thoughts, whether it's like through a flip video or like we did a president's brochure. So that's kind of a review before they actually take the next assessment. So it's a good way for them to review So introducing and then reviewing. So when we review, then we move into our first assessment, and then that also builds up into the next assessment. So making sure that we're hitting all those points throughout each point that we want to.
Is there anything else about standards-based grading that either of you would like to add?
I mean, so far it's been, from a teaching perspective, it's been a lot easier to plan interventions when we could look at the proficiency scale, look at a specific item in the proficiency scale that either hindered or a student might have been absent, or for whatever reason they did not comprehend that idea or that concept. It's a lot easier for us to kind of wrap our head around planning any type of intervention. And even as we're planning out a unit, looking at the proficiency scales has been a lot more useful when it comes to kind of weeding out information that is supportive and is needed, but is not necessarily essential. With history specifically, it's very easy for information to be thrown at students where they cannot keep their head above water, so to speak, when it comes to all the material coming in. But with proficiency scales, we can kind of itemize those pieces of material and streamline them in a way where students can kind of digest it little by little with a goal in mind. The gradebook just kind of naturally flows with that, so that we can kind of keep our assessments aligned with the proficiency scale. The only thing I'm trying to wrap my head around and trying to get better at is diversifying my assessments so that we're not kind of doing the same model each time. We want to kind of add some diversity to that, especially if there's an opportunity for student choice so that students can decide which assessments they might want to do. At this point, we haven't got there yet because we're still kind of developing it and adjusting curriculum accordingly. But from Infinite Campus perspective and inputting grades in, it hasn't really been that hard of a process for history specifically. It's chronological. We just go proficiency scale by proficiency scale kind of in order. So for us, it's pretty easy to adjust what we've done previously to what we're doing now.
Yeah. And as a new teacher, I think it's very good to have that format. I mean, I'm kind of new to it for this semester type of thing, but it is very straightforward in a sense on streamlining, right, on what I'm looking for from students. And then also, you know, with the gradebook and those kinds of things, also kind of discerning what aligns with the proficiency skills and then what necessarily doesn't, which could go in the other category of grading.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out to share your thoughts about grading with us today. And I hear you that it's, you know, you can't always make all these changes all at once. I tell people often Rome was not built in a day. You guys are history teachers, so you probably can confirm that for me from, you know, you guys know a lot about
it's a
Rome.
Fact.
Good. Okay, good. I'm telling the truth about that. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mr. Science Payne, Mr. Garcia. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
You're welcome.
With that, I will sign off. This is Brian Wise. Stay techie.